L-E-D-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Morning Drive, Derek Mason, Braden Gall, Hal Gill joining us here on the show. Skillsy, of course, brought to you by Puckett's. Hal, how are you, sir? What's going on, man?
Not much, just hanging out. We have a little break here, so it's some downtime I'm not used to.
Is it good for the players? I feel like I ask you this all the time about having a couple extra days of practice or downtime or whatever at this stage. Considering they've come out of the slump and are sort of back to at least playing, you know, they're not in a losing streak anymore. They've won some games, 7 out of 10 points, you know, and then they pick up another point against Tampa in a really good hockey game on Tuesday night, even though it didn't finish the way they wanted it to. What is this 3 days like for a player as you prepare for a bad New Jersey team on Saturday night?
Yeah, it's everything. If you're banged up and injured, it's everything. If you're hot, sometimes you don't want that long break, but I think it's awesome because you have – the way it works is, you know, usually coaches are smart, and I think Laviolette had them have a practice yesterday. Now they have today off. So you really – after you have a practice, you have a full 2 days where you're away from the rink, and that's kind of a nice break mentally – physically, of course, but mentally, it's really nice, and you need that this time of year. You know, it's been a grind for these guys. So a little time away from the rink is good, and then you gear back up, and you got a Friday practice and a Saturday game.
Now, Hal, we'll get to the X's and O's and whatnot and kind of look back at what they did the past game. But I'm sure you've been a part of, you know, being at a team, getting traded or released or just leaving, and then going back to that team. Obviously, PK Subban will be coming back here to Nashville. What is that like for a player? I've been through it as a player coming back here, but explain to our listeners, what is it like for a player to come back to a place that he had a lot of success?
Yeah, no, it's you know, and PK, if you remember when he was with Nashville and went back to Montreal, he was bawling his eyes out on the blue line. He's an emotional guy and kind of really embraces that spotlight and got emotional about it. You know, I assume he's going to have a little emotion and going through him coming back here. I think he really enjoyed his time here. And I mean, talk about having some success. He, you know, 3 really good years where he was, you know, 2017 was a great season for him and for the Preds. So I think it'll be nice for him. For me, I always, you know, it's nice to come around. It's kind of weird walking through the halls and you're on the other side. You know, it's just a different experience. And then once the game comes around, once you get into your warm-up, I found it, you know, you're just going out there playing the same game. And the fun part for me was figuring out who are my real friends and who are the guys that didn't like me. You know, you get a slash in the back of the leg and you're like, wait a second. Last year we were buds. What's going on? And then it's kind of a different experience in that regard.
Hal Gill joining us here, presented by Puckett's. And what did you make of Kyle Turris's return to the lineup? Obviously, he was very productive on that line. And did you see what you need to see that maybe the coaching staff sees and says, hey, even with a full complement of players, that he's earned some more time?
Well, I think you have to. You have to see him as – you know what's funny is, you know, I'm always up for a casual beverage and a conversation. And after the game, some guy comes up to me and goes, what'd you think of Turris? I said, I thought he was great. He looked good. And he said, well, he lost puck battles. And I was like, if you want Kyle Turris to go out there and battle and dig in the corners, you're asking him to do the wrong thing. What you want him to do is put up points. And a goal and an assist is pretty good. You know, he's not going to go in and out-muscle guys in the corner. He's a guy that's going to dig and dig for points, and that's what you're looking for. You know, Wayne Gretzky never beat me in a – I played against him, and he never beat me for a puck battle. I won every time but he'd dish it around me more than once. And so I think you have to look at Kyle and say, power play, he was good. He on both sides, both half walls, I think he looked really good. I think he deserves another chance to go out there and play on that power play because he really set the tone for what you're looking for. With Johansson out, I thought he filled in really nicely there.
Now, Hal, we had Lobby on earlier today, and we were talking about the defense and how it seems to have gotten better and trying to, you know, find that happy medium between, you know, scoring a lot of goals, which they were doing at the beginning of the season. He said, listen, we didn't put emphasis toward it. It just happened. But then, you know, giving up a lot of goals. How do you find that happy medium? Do you think in the last couple of games the Predators have found that?
Yeah, I think a lot goes with confidence. And Laviolette can say he wasn't planning on scoring a bunch of goals, but that was exactly what they talked about all offseason, the power play and point production, getting goals. And so it came out and they were flying. And when you're confident in the offensive side, you're out there making plays and it just snowballs and you make more plays. And then all of a sudden you forget about the D zone and then that snowballs. And then, okay, we have to pull it back. I really think you rely on structure defensively and offensively you're relying on creativity. You know, sometimes when you're not scoring goals, you have to rely on that structure, rely on that defensive zone, the protect around the net, take care of the house, and don't let them get grade-A scoring chances, and then let the offense come as it may. It's a delicate balance, but it's really just about, in the defensive side, playing the right way, and then when you do have your chances offensively, make those plays. Be free and have the confidence to make the plays. In the defensive zone, that's not where you make your offensive plays. You wait till you get in the offensive zone and then do it there. So it's just a little, you know, like you said, towing the line a little bit.
Hal, we talk to C-Mace obviously every week, and he has a unique perspective on the goaltending situation here, seeing as what he did in his career. And, you know, UC Saros has had a stretch where he's been really good. Pekka started out the season incredibly well. He's struggled a little bit but was brilliant on Friday against Carolina and then really good again against Tampa. You know, you don't have to have a guy right now who's the guy, but don't you have to have sort of a finalized pecking order, at least, you know, no pun intended there, coming around March and April? Don't you need to have that more solidified, in your opinion?
Right now, I don't think. I think if the competition is good for him. It's such a tough position because, you know, if you're just off a little bit on a goal, you let in a bad goal. And then did you have a bad game because you lost because of that goal? And then, you know, do you change the guys out just because of one bad goal? I really think you have to look at the full scope of their work and what they do and what they bring to the team. And so I think there's a lot to be decided between now and when you have to make that decision. You know, I think you do want to have a good idea of who's your guy just so that you're not overly worried about it. But I look at what Pittsburgh did between Murray and Fleury. Those guys were going back and forth, and really any one of those guys deserved to be in the lineup and playing every night. So I could see that being the case with Nashville. I think both of these guys are obviously Pecks deserves to be there. He's awesome. I don't think he's lost a step. I think he's sharp as ever. And Saros is just getting better and better every day. So I think it could be a good battle right to the end. And I think, to be honest with you, I think the team wants to play for both of those guys. So I don't think that will be an issue. So tough decisions for Laviolette to make, but I think right now you just got to play out the season and play both those guys.
Yeah, right now it's a great problem to have. Hal Gill, brought to you by Puckett's. What is your, real quickly before we let you go, what does your post-Thanksgiving sandwich, what are the ingredients on your post-Thanksgiving sandwich?
You know what? I was just, it's a great question because I sat there yesterday having lunch and I'm just like, how long do I keep doing this? Like, when do I say,
every day.
Okay, that's just
every day, Hal. It's never too much. It's never too much.
It's been every day, but it's I'm heavy on cranberry.
Oh,
I love a little bit of mayo, not too much mayo. You have to toast the bread. I love salt and pepper. The more salt and pepper, the better. But I like to. Here's the thing: is I'll shred the turkey a little bit on one side. And then I'll have the dark meat and leave it a little bit chunky on the other side of the sandwich. I mixed it up the other day and put, like, I had a little bit of sausage stuffing.
Hell, how big is this sandwich?
Dude, you're making my day. The cranberry, other than the cranberry sauce, you're an American hero, Hal, until you put the cranberry sauce on it. And then you totally screwed it up.
I like a little bit of sweet and sour, you know, the sweet and salty.
Let me ask you something. When is the other time of year where you have cranberry sauce?
Zero times of the year for me.
When does that happen?
Are you out of the can guy or homemade?
Homemade.
Okay, at least you got that right.
Yeah.
I don't ever eat cranberry sauce. Cranberry sauce, literally, I'll go 365 days this year, and not one time will I think about cranberry sauce that I want it. I'll never have a craving.
Okay, well, you know, that's your fault. You're missing out.
Fair enough.
And Thanksgiving time, it's delicious. I'm going to have one more today and then maybe call it quits.
I made it till yesterday. I had a cold turkey sandwich yesterday. I made it there, and that's it. Hal, thank you so much, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right, man. Big finish when we return right here on Morning Drive.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.